Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock on this chilly, wintry morning. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Richard is in New Hampshire and wants to talk about morning glories.
Awesome. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. It's nice to be here. Yeah, I've been growing morning glories for the last, 10 years. My wife's father had them, and since he's had them, I've kind of been obligated to grow them. I guess the issue is typically they flower at the beginning of September, maybe late August, but lately it's been the 1st of October, and I may end up with a week or two of great blooms, but, you know, typically I thought there was 6 weeks at the end of the season, and I'm wondering if there's a way that I could force them to bloom in, say, the second week of August.
Well, so it's all about when you're starting them. Now, do you start them directly in the ground, or do you start them in seed packs, or?
I actually buy them from the nursery about 6 inches tall, separate them into 2-inch pots, and then I grow them inside for a while, and then just as we're about to bring them outside, I harden them off for maybe a week or two during the day.
Okay.
So I think they're probably aged 6 weeks.
Oh, so okay, so they've been inside growing for a good amount of time, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now it could have something to do. Now it there's two things that could, you know, happen to this. They do enjoy full sun. And so this past season, it could have been from all the rain that it pushed it further, but that doesn't explain the previous years, right? So,
right.
You know, it's not always just weather, but that's the first thing we kind of look at first, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing there is, you know, looking at the weather. This previous year, they don't like to be soaking wet. So that could have been the reason why it really slowed it down for this season.
They sit right on top of a sprinkler curve. So I can certainly adjust that.
So that's part of it. They don't like sitting in water. I mean, they like to be, you know, evenly watered in, but they are ones that don't like to sit in water. The other thing that sometimes happens, and you'll see this with vegetables like tomatoes, is when we get too hot, of a season when it's just like July, like 2 years ago, July and August were just 90 plus, like all the time. What ends up happening is the plants kind of go into a dormant period where it's so hot, they're not trying to put all their effort in. And then the temperatures will cool down towards the end of August into September, and that's why you're seeing those blossoms a little bit later. So weather has a lot to do with it. That being said, these are the this plant here, if you wanted to start the seeds at home and get them going earlier, maybe that can help you.
Now, I can do that. It's fun.
Yeah, no, it really is, especially seeing them emerge and getting those things going. I mean, they can take some time. A morning glory at home, you know, growing can take, you know, it can start showing between 7 to 21 days. So it's not like a real quick one.
Right.
So it can take some time. But the other thing, too, here is they don't like tons of fertilizer as well.
Oh, okay. I've been doing that as well.
So go ahead.
I have, they're green and lush and thick. I can tell you that. And I've been using the fertilizer that lasts for 6 weeks.
Yep.
The pelletized fertilizer.
So that's fine to use, but I wouldn't be like, if I'm watering everything and using like a liquid fertilizer, I wouldn't be using it on the morning glories, unless you're starting to see like different nutrient deficiencies. A lot of times what you'll see in those is the leaves might start turning yellow, so it's a nitrogen type thing, so you might look at using some iron. But
right.
These, you don't want to over-fertilize. Because what will happen is it's tons of green leaves, and they're beautiful and thick and less flowers. So that could be part of it.
I think you've nailed it with the water and too much fertilizer. Because I've been trying to kill them to make sure that they grow well. And,
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't control Mother Nature. I mean, if we could, I think it would have been a lot different within many levels, but the thing is when we have so much rain, not much you can do about it, but plants start to get used to it too, and they're going to grow leaves and get to that point, maybe get to seed quicker because they're just trying to reproduce and survive the long term. So that could be what's going on. You know, that's probably the major thing. But I would say the next extreme is that heat. Is if we get too much heat in a row, you know, and they stay dry, that could also be part of it because the plants are almost in that dormant period where they're like, okay, I need to store all my energy. So that's the other thing that I'm thinking.
All right, so I've got three things to concentrate on. One is get rid of the wet feet.
Yep.
Two, kind of slow down on the fertilizer a bit. And three is plant earlier.
Yes.
See what happens?
Yeah, so I would start with the planting earlier inside and get them really going so you have a little bit of a jump to the season. You know, you're usually putting them, you can usually put them outdoors end of May. So you say you always have like 6 weeks of having them, but you've bought them already growing. So
right.
Think back prior to that, about 21 days to give it to seed and get some growth. So you're looking at right now 9 to 12 weeks prior to the first frost of when you want to start. So pretty much now.
Wow. That's awesome.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, end of January, so we'll just call it February 1st. So that gives us to March 1st, April 1st, May 1st. So maybe like another week or two, you know, gives you time to order them in, get your stuff ready. But if you want to get them done a little bit earlier, you might want to start in the next week or two for the morning glories.
All right. That sounds good. I'll make sure I have the right lights, too, so they're not stringy. Hey, thanks so much for your time. Been listening to you guys for a long time. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Richard. You have a great rest of your day.
you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We were just talking about Morning Glories. And, you know, I learned a lot about Morning Glories the past couple of years because the past couple of years I've seen more issues with them because they're becoming more and more popular. They've always been popular. They're a cool-looking vine that you can put up a lamppost or something along those lines. But you're seeing a lot more of them because people are growing them. People are growing a lot more at home. Anyways, a nicer, easier one, because you don't have to fertilize as much. Perfect, right? You're not spending all that extra time fertilizing everything. Go right by the Morning Glories. Don't fertilize them. Just go to the next plant near it. So, some things to think about. We're going to have one segment coming up, and then, like I said, Cian from Wild Delight will be joining us. So we'll talk a little bit, then we will talk to Cian and see what to do for the birds right now, especially after all this snow. Hopefully you've been listening to us and brought the feeders closer to the house, especially for this storm. But what else can we do? We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned to that. In the meantime, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few moments. Be back soon.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Hang on to that number if you don't call in the next minute here, because we are going in about 8 minutes. We will be joined by CN from Wild Delight. And so after that, between 9 and 10, we'll be trying to take as many calls as we can. So definitely, give us a call so we can help you out. The sun is out. The temperatures have not risen since I woke up. They're staying steady at about 13 degrees. So it's cold. I know probably not the easiest to go outside right now to clean up the yard, so maybe wait a little bit. The sun's really just creaking out there. I can see it over my neighbor's house, and I know that I haven't heard a snowblower going on in the area, so I know a lot of people are just letting it be for a bit. So enjoy some time, maybe make a fire, drink some coffee, enjoy thinking about spring for the time being, and enjoy... just enjoy the inside, because I'll tell you, outside, frigid. Not a fan. Not going to lie. Anyways, previous caller, we were talking about the morning glories here. Like I said, it is one where I think is important to talk about, because the past couple of years, seasons have really... they haven't been as successful, and it has a lot to do with the weather. You know, this past year, tons of rain. The previous year, tons of heat. I mean, two things that we cannot control, but that's what's going on to affect some of these things. And, you know, maybe starting earlier, that's definitely something to look at. You know, starting some of your seeds and having them a little stronger indoors, especially if you're looking for said plant to produce earlier. each plant has a certain amount of degree days that it's going to take, or a certain amount of days that it's going to take to germinate, etc. Take a look at that information and then plan accordingly. Like we were saying with Richard, he keeps them indoors 6 weeks prior to putting them outside. It takes about 21 days to plant and grow. So if you wanted to start a little bit earlier than that, we're almost there. We're just about there. We're at the time where some of this stuff, we're going to start planting in our basements, in our, you know, our utility rooms, whichever. But think about getting heat mats for a lot of you out there. Think about warming the soil, because a lot of times it'll say right on it, you know, needs 75 degree weather or warmth to keep it, you know, to get it to germinate, keep it growing, etc. And I don't know about you, but I don't keep my house at 75 degrees. And I know that the only way I'm going to be able to do that is to push a heat mat of some sorts or something along those lines, because it's financially, it's not worth putting the heat up just to get your vegetables started to 75 degrees plus. So that's where the heat mats come in. Picking the right soil, all those things. So let's think about it. Let's think about what else we can be doing for spring. You know, right now it's a lot of, all right, let's get the snow out of here already. We just got it, but I'm done with it. Let's think spring. But thinking spring means thinking indoors first with getting some of these things started early. So go online, do your research, then go to your local garden center to take a look at the different seeds and get things from there. Support your local garden centers. Take the information from indoors while you're warm, but get to the garden center to get some of these products. And enjoy it, because it's fun to get these plants started and to do it indoors. So definitely think about it. Now, like I said, we're going to be joined by CN on the other side of the break. But keep this phone number and give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. This is USA Radio News.
A multi-vehicle crash claiming the lives of 9 people in North Las Vegas late yesterday. Police say 6 vehicles were involved in the wreck at about 3 p.m. when a speeding car ran a red light and then hit other cars in and around the whole intersection. The driver of the speeding car among the fatalities, and investigators say they worked at the scene at the intersection right through last night to investigate. Police officer Alexander Cuevas says the scene was chaotic, but he said, "We have not seen a mass casualty traffic collision like this one ever before." A Kansas woman arrested after allegedly joining ISIS and leading an all-female battalion in Syria. Allison Fluke Ekeren was charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. The 42-year-old arrested in Syria, but has been transferred to FBI custody. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And now we are joined by Cianne from Wild Delight. Good morning, Cianne.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm a little bit cold from all this snow that we have up here.
How much snow did you get?
It looks like between a foot to a foot and a half, maybe a little bit more. The drift up here is, at one point, the wind was so bad you could barely see in front of you.
Oh, my goodness. Now I can't feel bad. I think we only got about 7 inches of snow. I'm more inland in Jersey, so it was more a coastal event.
Yes.
But we did get some wind. It was coming down really hard. And, yeah, I mean, this morning we finally warmed up to a balmy 8 degrees. So
we beat you there. I'm at 13, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got more snow and you're warmer. What's up with that?
Exactly, right? Well,
go ahead.
Yesterday I was sitting inside enjoying the warmth. And I saw somebody post a picture of a cardinal on a bird feeder, and I was like, oh, my, we got to talk to Cianne about what to do after all this snow for the birds, because we've talked about preparing for winter by bringing everything closer, but what do we do now? So I really wanted to have you discuss that a little bit. So if you could definitely tell us, like, what should we do for our birds now?
Oh, they're frantic now, you know. I mean, we've got ground cover of snow, so these birds can't forage, so they're going to be hitting your feeders more frantically. And you know, and I always say watch the birds, you know, and how they behave at your feeders. Because before a storm comes, I notice how they're more frantic at the feeders. They're even more a little aggressive as they're trying to vie to get to that feeder, to get to that food. So you want to make sure that you definitely have a high-fat protein food in there because, you know, if you're outside and it's 5 degrees, you need the energy to cope with this harsh weather. So, I brought my feeders closer to the house. I've got a covered porch, and I have some feeders that I brought close to kind of protect it from, you know, this crazy weather that blew through and give them something to eat, but definitely get that high fat protein in there for them. And that's like good sunflower, peanut, you know, oh, any of your nut meat, even fruit. Fruit is actually a real good natural sugar energy source for them. So a good mixture of that. Avoid foods that are like useless to them, like, you know, red Milo, millet, cracked corn. It's not going to give them that energy they need to cope with the severity of the winter.
So it might, you know, might be cheaper to go with that cheaper mix, but it's not really doing anything for the birds. It's really not helping them.
No, it's not. And the poor, I mean, I'm watching them. They're fighting. I've got all sorts of finches and titmice and chickadees, and I had a hairy woodpecker yesterday on my feeder. So they're hungry. They're looking for food. Now, what I've got to do today, once hopefully it warms up a little bit more, is I usually go out and I shovel an area, you know, clear an area on the ground, and I do put some seed down for, like, your junk oats and stuff, like your traditional ground feeders. Now, I had something interesting happen yesterday. I had a flock of robins in my yard. Hmm. Now, everybody thinks robins are the first sign of spring. They're actually not, and there's a lot of resident robins that stay year-round. A good portion of them do migrate, but we keep resident robins, and those are your fruit and insect eaters. So I got to go out. I got another slate that I got to clear off that I'm going to put out some raisins and some mealworms. They'll love that. So, yeah, they're hungry.
Definitely, and, you know, that you raise a good point on what to do there. Obviously, you know what's going on with them. That's why we enjoy having you here of all these little tips. But, you know, bringing the feeders closer, but then cleaning an area on the ground to get some of those ground feeders. And so you're not losing, you know, you're going to feed all the different types. And it is so important to help.
Right. Oh, every bird has a different feeding habit. So, yeah, you're going to have your traditional ground feeders. Now, I have had juncos on my tube feeder, and it is unusual, but and they only do it when they can't get to the ground, and, you know, so they're hungry. Birds are adaptable. So I just want to kind of make it easier for them so they don't have to fight all the other birds because they're a little bit of a shy bird, you know, and I've got, like I said, my feeders are just packed full of goldfinches, house finches, chickadees, and titmice. I haven't seen the cardinal come around yet this morning. He'll be due soon because I've got a pair of them. They stick around.
He's probably relaxing right now, you know, enjoying his time and biding his time. But, yeah, so the cardinals this time of year, we talk about them all the time, but, you know, Christmas, they're huge. But with the amount of snow we got up here and seeing that red color of the cardinal is a beautiful sight right now. It is phenomenal. So I know a lot of people are trying to get those cardinals into their home or close to their home.
They're very iconic snow and that pop of red. Yeah, so, you know, you get a feeder out there, and they're best on if you have a platform or a hopper feeder because it has enough of a landing platform for them, and get them that good sunflower and nut meat and fruit, and they'll come in, yeah.
So maybe we can go a little bit more into it because you were discussing the types of feeders for cardinals, but, you know, there are multiple styles out there. You said what types of feeders are best for a cardinal?
You have your platform feeder or your hopper feeder. Platform feeder is just usually they're, you know, 12 by 12 and they have little side and mesh bottom. It's just an open, most of them are made out of wooden feeder. You know, it's basically if you took a, you know, piece of plywood and cut, you know, 12 by 12 and put sides on it and maybe, you know, it's just a platform. And then you just put any bird can go on there. That's nice about platforms is any bird can go on there. But then again, any squirrel can get on there, too. So you have to deal with that because, you know, the squirrels are out. They're going to want to eat, too. Now, a hopper feeder is, it's like, I hate having to try and describe these things because I don't know how I can envision. It's like a box that has clear, two sides are clear. You know, they usually put like plexiglass on there. And then, you fill from the top, it feeds from the bottom. And on the bottom, they have big long perches on either side. So it's big enough of a landing platform for the bigger birds to land on. I don't know if I described that right.
That's exactly, you know, what I was thinking. You're like you said, you're looking for them a big enough spot for them to land on.
Right, because they are a bigger bird. So most of your tube feeders, the perches on them are too small for them to actually land and then reach into the port. Now, you can buy, and they have adapter rings that you can slide over your perches on the tube feeders to make it a little bit of a bigger landing platform so some of your bigger birds can get on to a tube feeder. So you don't necessarily have to go and buy a brand new feeder to accommodate cardinals. Look for adapter rings for them, and that'll help the cardinals.
And that type of bird is looking for the bigger opening of the bird feeder versus the small little like slit type feeders, correct?
Right. You know, the slit type feeders, those are traditionally your finch feeders. And that's for the niger seed.
Yep.
You know, so it's a small enough opening so that when you put the niger in there, it doesn't just fly out. And it's small enough to keep the seed in, but the birds, you know, especially your finches and your pine cistens and stuff, can actually reach into those little slits and pull the seed out.
Definitely, and it's important to know the difference here of what it is. You can get the right birds to your area, especially you're not going to put a heavy fruit mix into a niger type feeder. You're not going to put the niger seed in the opposite. So that's why, you know, it's important to discuss this.
I've actually seen that happen. I was visiting down south with my parents, and one of their neighbors was complaining how they put a bird feeder out and it wasn't getting any birds on it. So I took a look, and sure enough, it was a finch feeder for the niger seed, and they had regular seed in it, and it's just like, that's not gonna work. But yeah, you have to know what you're buying, because every feeder has a different purpose. So know what your target is, what you want to do, and then buy the feeder and get the correct food that'll go into that feeder.
Definitely. Now, to get a lot of the information about, you know, birds and whatnot, we can go to your website to get tons of information. Now, what's the website?
www.wilddelight.com. And on there you'll find interesting information on the different birds. We even list, because we fortify all our food with different vitamins and minerals. And stuff. There's a list of all those and how it benefits the birds. You know, everything we do is for the health of the birds.
Definitely. There's so much information. And again, if you're questioning what type of feeder, when you look at the different mixes, it'll tell you the preferred feeder type for that mix as well. So,
absolutely, yes.
I mean, so much information for you to understand what to do and be successful at it, versus just throwing something out there and trying.
Right. There's nothing worse than getting a cheap feeder, a cheap food, throw it out there. The birds, you know, fling it all over. A squirrel gets on it, chews it apart. And that just creates great frustration. You're not going to have the success that you were hoping for. So get the correct feeder. Put in the right food that the birds are actually going to eat and not kick and scatter around. And you'll have hours of enjoyment. I mean, I'm sitting by my kitchen window right now just watching the birds go crazy on my feeders. And I'm looking at the gold, and I noticed a goldfinch this morning. He had a bright yellow spot on his back, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness, are they starting to molt? You know, I mean, with this cold weather, we're all hoping for, you know, for spring to come as soon as possible. So, yeah, I watched the birds, and here's something else interesting. Friday, when I got home early, and when I got out of my car, I swear I heard the call of the red-winged blackbird. So it's like, are they starting to move? This is very exciting. I love this time of the year, you know, when things are starting to ramp up for change.
Definitely. The snowstorm we had might say different, but definitely the birds know what's going on, and they're getting ready. So
absolutely.
We are going to take a break here. We'll be back in a couple with more questions for Sienna about what to do with the birds after this snowstorm. So stay tuned. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are joined by CN from Wild Delight. And, you know, we haven't done this, or I haven't. I know my father probably has. But we have a caller on the line who wants to actually ask CN some questions. So why not have them on? So, Nathan, who's up next?
It's Janet in Osterville.
Janet, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Yes, I do have a question. Actually, I have two questions.
Sure.
I'm in a very heavily wooded lot, and I've tried many different bird feeders, but the squirrels attack them all. And I'm wondering if she knows perhaps of one or a way to avoid them.
Oh, I love squirrel questions. You know, you either love them or you hate them. You know, I mean, I've had so many people ask me, how do you get rid of the squirrels? You don't. You learn to manage them. Now, I've tried so many different feeders over the years, and I've actually got two that I've never had a squirrel on. And it's, yeah, called, it's called Squirrel Buster, and that's from Brome. And then there's the one from Throw Yankees called, I have their Dipper. It's because they make four squirrel-resistant feeders, the Whipper, Dipper, Tipper, and Flipper. I've been in this for way too long. But,
could you repeat that, the first one for me?
The first one was, the company's called Brome, B-R-O-M-N, Brome. M-M-E.
Okay.
I think there's an E. And it's called the Squirrel Buster.
I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand you. Squirrel Buster?
Squirrel Buster, yes. And I've never had a squirrel on that. It's a really nice feeder. And then Throw Yankees. I have their, it's called the Tipper. No, I'm sorry,
Whipper?
The Dipper. Dipper, D-I-P-P-E-R. Throw Yankee Dipper. See, I have those two feeders,
and they are very effective.
I have a small feeder that's supposed to deter squirrels, but the squirrels just take the whole thing right off the hook
right.
and throw it to the ground.
Right. There's a lot of I never call any feeder squirrel proof. I call them squirrel slower downers because some
yeah.
work better than others. And the two that I gave you are the ones that I have found I've had the best results with. Now, you could also use, we make a mix called Sizzle and Heat. It's a capsaicin-infused seed that the squirrels find very distasteful, but it does not bother the birds. So you could add that to your squirrel arsenal, too. Now, do you actually, because what I do is I have a separate squirrel feeding station set up away from all my feeders, and I put out there, you know, peanuts, maybe a little sunflower and stuff. Yeah, and, you know, because squirrels, you're not going to get rid of them. So
right.
squirrel-proof your area as best as possible, and then give them their own little place to go eat, because squirrels are smart, but they're kind of lazy. So if they had the
yeah.
choice of trying to fight to get on a feeder or hopping up over there for a nice, easy meal, they're going for the meal. Like I said, you know, some crack corn and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just give them their own food.
And how about the suet?
Suet? Well, truthfully, squirrels don't normally like suet. But here's the key point. When you see them on your suet cages and stuff, they're not going after the suet. They're going after what's mixed in the suet, because a lot of these companies, they put in seeds and nuts and fruits. So they're going after what's mixed in the suet. So if you put out something called pure suet and it's just a white block of suet, the squirrels won't bother it because they don't like it. They go after what's mixed in the suet, and that's your seeds and nuts and fruit.
And I haven't seen that pure suet. Is that on your website as well?
No, we don't carry that. Who makes that? CNS makes that, and I believe Pine Tree. I don't see it too often in a lot of the retail stores. I guess a lot of people want to put out the flavored stuff. You could also go to your supermarket and purchase beef fat and put that in your suet cages as well.
What kind of fat?
It's a beef fat, and you can find it right at the local market. My father used to do it all the time.
Yeah,
I appreciate everybody, Janet.
Thank
I appreciate
you so
your calls.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for all the help for everybody. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.